The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said دعوة كل مين Those people will be closest unto me on the day of judgment. There will be those people who have sinned a large number of durood unto me whilst they were alive. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحبك يا حبيب الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, in the last episode, we heard about the categories of knowledge. So in this episode, we are going to talk about the rights of knowledge. First, the right of knowledge is that you must seek it, you must acquire it. العلم يؤتى ولا يأتي. You must go to knowledge. Knowledge does not come to you. We have said earlier on. So first of all, you have got to seek knowledge. First of all, seek knowledge. Then second of all, ولا عمل. Then you must practice your knowledge. A poet said that وغير التقي يأمر الناس بالتقى. غير التقي يأمر الناس بالتقى. Somebody who does not fear Allah and he commands people to fear Allah. طبيب يداوي. He's like a doctor curing other people's sickness. وطبيب عليل. Where is the doctor? He himself is sick. مَوَاعِذٌ وَاعِذٌ لَنْ تُقُبَلَ No any preacher of a preacher is going to be accepted by the audience. حَتَّى يَعِيهَا قَلْبُهَا أَوَّلَهُ Till he is, first of all, he understands, he practices what he says. In one of the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal said that, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ You command people with righteousness. And you yourself are not doing righteousness. Amir Ahla Sunnah, put it also in the maqsad of da'wah Islam. I must strive to rectify myself first and the people of the whole world. It does not say that I must strive to rectify the people of the whole world and myself. No, no, no. You start with yourself. It's like if you are sweeping your house. You want to sweep the house, you start from the inside of the house, going outside. Not you start with the outside and coming inside the house. This will be nonsense of highest order. So first of all, you will have to seek knowledge yourself. Then after seeking knowledge, before going to the second person, then the second right of knowledge is that practice what you learn. Luqman, the famous sage of Hikmah, he advised his son that, oh my son, practice what you preach. Because if you don't practice what you preach, you are like somebody who is gathering firewood. He's gathering firewood which he is not able to carry and he's keeping on piling and piling and piling. Alright? So you have got to practice what you preach. So the second thing it is Al-Amal. You have got to add. Now the third right of knowledge, you make nikiki da'awat. I want all everybody, the muballighin, myself, to understand these principles very, very well. Because anybody with knowledge, these are the rights of knowledge. First of all, you must seek it first. Then second of all, you must understand yourself. And you must practice yourself. Then third now, it is put in third now, that you must preach now to other people. Now, the problem with humanity, we just want to have got some shortcuts. You want to start to preach what you don't do. Viewers of Madani Channel. Or the people of knowledge, the students, anybody. Kitmanu la'ilm haram. To hide knowledge is haram. Kitmanu la'ilm haram. Whenever you've got knowledge now, it is a right of knowledge that fanshuru, you must spread the knowledge. Ballighu anni, the Prophet ﷺ said that. Don't withhold, don't be stingy. Yani al-bakhil, alladhi yabkhul bil-ilm. وَأَبْخَلْ مِنَ الَّذِي يَبْخَلْ مِنَ الْمَالِ The most stingy man is the one who is miser with knowledge. He is more worse than the one who is miser with wealth. So it must not be stingy. We must share what we know with people. We will have got to give it wherever it is needed. So that is a da'wah to Ilahi. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that بَلِّغُ أَنِّي You must convey on my behalf وَلَوْ آيَة Even it be a single verse. Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ in the Hujjatul Wida'a In the last farewell sermon, he said that the one who is present today, he must tell that one who is absent. It's like a relay. The Holy Prophet ﷺ passed it to the Sahaba, then the Sahaba passed it to the Tabi'in, then the Tabi'in to the Tabi'a Tabi'in, then Tabi'a Tabi'in, Tabi'a Tabi'in, going like that up to ourselves. Now, the stick is in our hand. It's a relay. We just have to, I mean, to give it to the second generation, the generation, everybody, your neighbor, your children, your wife. Normally, I encourage the people that, you know what, we Muslims, we must be positive contributors. We are PCs, positive contributors, wherever we are, in our children, in our life. This thing of dars, it is very, very good that we have got dars in the masjid, but the important dars, it must start in your house. So the first one is that al-ilm, knowledge. Then the second is al-amal, to act according to your knowledge. Then the third one, where we are, is da'awatun ilay, to call people towards righteousness. To the muballagheen and people of knowledge, I just want to give one more than a poll. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, he said that to Nabi Musa, idhab ila Fir'aun innahu tagha. Go to Fir'aun, he has transgressed this limit. But Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, he said that despite this, Nabi Musa must have good sabr with Fir'aun. Musa alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam, and Harun, your brother, alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam, both of them go and say that to the Pharaoh, qawlan layyina, a good word, a soft word. But as a student of knowledge, we are encouraged to have good sabr. It is the right of knowledge that the one with knowledge is he have good sabr. To call people towards knowledge, it needs sabr. So in conclusion, these are the four rights of knowledge which is found in Surah Al-Asr, which people must adhere unto so that they must understand, they must gain full reward unto it. Alama Azarnuj, the compiler Imam Burhanuddin Ibrahim Azarnuji, in this compilation of his The Path of Knowledge also, he did put this chapter, Babu Sabr, the patience, that is a very big chapter in as far as knowledge is concerned. Otherwise, without no sabr, nobody will endure to seek for knowledge. That's why they say that patience pains, but it pays. So for the talab al-ilm, somebody wants to start to do knowledge, he has got to have good sabr, because knowledge is ibadah. It must be known that ibadah, afdalul ibadah, actually it is the best of your ibadah. Because no one will worship Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal without knowledge. It is a prerequisite, it is shartun lil ibadah, a condition. Yani, we talk about the preconditions of anything. You find that from among them, that is ilm in anything. You want to go to hajj, you just have got ilm, knowledge of hajj. Otherwise, if you go to a hajj without ilm, it will be tourism, whereby you just have got to go to tour the place. Now, if you do salah without ilm, it will be PE, exercise. You just exercise your body. In order, the first one, we said it's ilm, then the second one, it is al-amal, deeds to act according to your knowledge, and try to make sure that you act and you practice to what you preach, so that sometimes they say that actions speak louder than words. And in English, they say that a man of words, but not deeds, is a garden full of weeds. Then they say that a chipping bed does not build a nest. These are the sentiments that which tell us that our actions, they speak louder than words. So if you want to be a good muballigh, you want to be a good preacher, show the world with your actions. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ get uswa hasana, because the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he used to do very well. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That in the Holy Prophet ﷺ, we used to have got a very good example. Why? Because he used to preach what he used to do. So إِلَى our mother Aisha was asked about the behavior, about the characteristic of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Then she said that كَانَ خُلْقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. He was the moving Quran. This tells us that the Quran is very, very important, and he used to practice it. He used to be a practitioner of what he has to say. So this is the right of knowledge, and we learn it from the Sunnah of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make us from people who practice their knowledge and who call others to righteousness, and who have good patience in the acquiring of knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of